Happy Labor Day and greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. And thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, Limits of Liberty. Most historians and Civil War researchers and scholars agree that the number of casualties lies somewhere between 620,000 or 750,000. This was a war caused when Americans wouldn't find a way to peacefully bring about an end to slavery. Today, 650,000 Americans have died and are dying, brought about by a failure of a unified response to deal with COVID-19 because the nation is engaged in another civil war. Political conflict, economic conflict, racial and ethnic conflict, social conflict, moral conflict, religious conflict, educational conflict, judicial conflict, ideological conflict, and on, has caused America not to deal with rationality and clarity with a deadly common national enemy and threat. A democracy allows for liberty and freedom of ideas and thoughts, but a democracy fails when substantial numbers and influential people in that democracy cease to tolerate the differences of others and insist on having things their own way or no way. It creates a conflict of the different sorts mentioned and not mentioned above. The problem stems from a lack of limits on liberty by insisting upon doing whatever we want because we believe we have a right to do so. But God placed limits on man's liberty. There are some things that are off limits. There are some things we are not allowed to do. And one of those things is to insist on doing whatever we want, regardless of the impact it may have on others, including how they feel or what they think about it. America is a melting pot of diverse people, diverse thoughts, beliefs, and attitudes within a democracy where everyone's voice is supposed to be heard. As the nation evolves and becomes more diverse, and those opinions have access to wider and wider audiences, those voices will often disagree more than they agree. As citizens of this great nation, it is incumbent upon us all to seek out ways to coexist with those who are different from us in almost every respect. We must find ways to define the common good and welfare and work collectively toward that, even when we find it difficult to agree on what that is. There are many who aren't interested in the common good, but only their good, which is driving and perpetuating the civil war, who place no limits on their liberty. As Christians, we must not insist on things being a certain way. God gives everyone a choice. We are called to present the choice, but not to impose, force, or manipulate the choice upon those who resist it. God is the final arbiter of every choice and decision that will be made, as we all must stand before Him to give an account of the life we have lived, including how we exercised our liberty. So, let's seek ways to end this civil war by holding people accountable for disregarding any limits of liberty before it ends democracy in America. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our previous Sunday School missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Bible readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School lesson. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.